Daf Yud Amud Aleph. Uperos Netiyah Zu Asur. Ve'af Al Pi She'amarnu, even though we said also Lo Shana, it's counted for the year. Im Chontu Buperos La'achar Rosh Hashanah Shel Shana Shlishis. If Peros reaches the level of Chanito, which is the flowering after Rosh Hashanah of the third year, Miyad Mili Adayin Asur Hein Olamus. Mishav Arlo, they're still going to be forbidden forever because of Arlo, Shafal Pish, Rosh Hashanah, Tishrei, Linetio, even though Rosh Hashanah is in Tishrei for the sapling, Tu B'Shvat, Rosh Hashanah, Le'ilon. Tu B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah for a tree. V'zukvar Nasas, Ilon, this is already made into a tree. L'fikach, therefore, in Shanosim, is Chadeshes, Lassim, the Arlo, Ad Tu B'Shvat, Livrit's year is not going to become new to leave Arlo until Tu B'Shvat. Avol Misham v'lahalon. From then on, im yichantu ba peros, if the fruit starts to flower, din revai aleim, they're going to have the din of revai the fourth year. Lechol b'yushalayim eating yushalayim, ubetu l'shana haba, and then tu b'shvat next year, yotzim midei revai peros hachanutim ba mikan ve'eloch. And any fruit which reaches chanita, the flowering after tu b'shvat, will no longer have din revai. Therefore, the 30 days of Rosh Hashanah helps. It's going to help its heter from Tu B'Shvat until Rosh Hashanah. How the other years of Olam Revai continue the Esther, Lester Peros, to forbid the Paris Achanutim Kaidin Tu B'Shvat, they become, they have Chanita flower before Tu B'Shvat La'achar Shekol Shlosha Shnei Orlo, after it's finished the 3 years of Orlo. Umotaba Yesh Matin Machriim Mishmu Zula Oimra Mishmei Derbiani. There are those who tilt and decide that this statement was said over in the name of Rabbi Yannai. Mishana Revi is Vav Moisaval in Yerishon, the Vav is adding to the original topic, Yilachem Arelim, that's what the Pasuk says, Apasuk Shana HaRevius, even during the fourth year. Mishana Chamishas Tochol Espirioi, you're going to eat its fruit, Moisaval Inyan Revai, it's adding to the Inyan of Revai, the Selach Mene that it was just finished talking about. Palmim Shiba Revius, Gagoyin, for example, E Miro, Peros lichnoit b'revius lifnei shvat, if the fruit grew early to the level of chanita flowering before shvat, but I in the stur mishamar the silmi also was arlo stur mahanda olam is going to be forbidden forever to get any benefit from it. Bom shibachamishes kagayim peros shechadu b'kaidim shvat. So, for example, fruit which reached chanita before shvat to unin chilul, then have to be desanctified and money. Avolim ichro chanitos adlachar tu b'shvat, but if they if the chanita only happened after Tu B'Shvat, Imam Issa, there's no prohibition whatsoever. Name a hodik katan liyal pachus malam in yoim. Well, also loshana, that which it says earlier that less than 30 days does not count for a year. The lo kerbi meir, it's not like kerbi meir. Egel ben shana, the chsiv egel v'keves v'nei shana. As you see, it says a calf and a sheep, a year old. Ben bakar shul shmini l'muluim from the 8th day of muluim. Shenemer kachlocha egel ben bakar lechatos ben shtein. Shenemer kachlocha egel ben bakar. The ayol oila tamimim says you take an eagle ben bakar and an ayol a ram for oila and they should be unblemished. V'achid haniyol b'toras kainim. This is in the brayso toras kainim. Hishva ben bakar va'ayol oila tamimim af b'shanim. It's equating the ben bakar and an ayol for oila even in tamimim's complete even 4 years. Par I feel the cost of par ben bakar, even if it's called a par ben bakar, still a little nicker par ben pachos migil l'shanim. It's not called a par less than 3 years old. Kikamar meir b'sof shanim kigoyin yom echad b'shanah shlishis. For example, one day in the third year, shusif hechsher shnisa shel par, which is the end of the making the par kosher to be called a par. Al b'tchilas shanim kigoyin shanah rishena shel letiyo. For example, like the first year of the sapling, she tchilas minyan shnei arlo, which is the beginning of its counting for arlo. Lo amar that he did not say. Ma'an idish ain't tchilas ayom olulah b'sefer shenemer. It says shivas yom tia b'nidasa, which says say b'nidasa kol zayin. She should be in nida for all 7 days. V'lo tamer, we don't say mixes yom shvi gugulay. After the shvi is like all of it, v'tikol b'yom, she should go to the mikvah during the 7th day. So if ayom olulah v'tchilas she'im rasa samoch l'shkiyas achamo, if she sees close to shkiyas achamo olulah yom zeh b'zayin yemei neither this counts for this day counts for 7 days. Neither ain't it tzuichel and nusel levav. But who should also count another 6 days? But neither the rice to come. We're talking about neither the rice. She ain't tzuichel and nikim. She doesn't need the 7 nikim. She lo tzuichel teres spheres and 7 nikim. El levav because the Torah only obligates 7 nikim, 7 days of clean for a zava. I will need them for need. I feel the Russell calls Zion. She sees all 7 days. So Paskim Mishkis Acham, and she stops before a Shkia. Tovel Sarah, she can go to the mikveh ready that night to Miu. However, Achshem now, Echmiu Ben Yisrael. As when the Jewish girls are more stringent on themselves, Lachzikim Misafik Zibus, they're always saying that among themselves that perhaps there is Zava. Lutan Zionikim to need Zionikim below down without blood. Ve'ein Yom Peshub Asekas Ba'ol Olam Minyan Zion. In the day that she does have sick tire, does not count for the 7 days. V'harbei Tov B'Shmuzu, and there are many who make a mistake in this statement in the Gemara. Lumul Mikan to learn from here. List for Yom Peshub Asekas Ba'ol Olam Minyan Zionikim to count the day that she does have sick tire. For the 7 nikim, show you mafarshim because they explain sof ayom olulo betchilas. So at the end of the day counts for a beginning. The sof yom shel pesekaspay that the end of the day that she does the hefsek tarim and olulo rishon lezayin nikim counts for the first day of the zayin nikim. Zumidus benoyis kusim hu. That's the actions of the daughters of kusim, the Samaritans. Shishnin lebehenah. We say by them yom shel pesekaspay. So first, meaning zayin, the day that they count, they do the hefsek tarim. They count for the 7 nikim ready for the first day of 7 nikim. Hachak Garcia, this is the version. Shanim shiyom echad oil lahem b'sayfoy shanim haksub l'chol dover, years which are set aside for each thing, shiyom echad oil lahem b'tchilas shana achreina, that one day counts at the beginning of the last years, b'sayf shanim haksub l'chol dover, at the end of the years, which has been established for that. Daf yod, umid beis. Eino din shiyal yom echad b'sayf shanim rishayno, that the first day, that one day should count at the end of the first year, the tchilas kitzvas shanim aksub nakach, the beginning of the set aside years that's needed to be set aside for this. Elamai kaman tukman masisun liel, who didn't say our brisa earlier is like derma binotea pachas malamel also lo shano. It says that if you planted it less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't count for a year. Kribi lezer tukmo, you can say it's like him. Bid me, it's a question. Shloshim shloshim boy lamin yom leklito. You need 30 days for it to take root. Shadei nishreshes ba'aris that has root in the ground. With shloshim yom lechashivas shana, you need 30 days for it to count for a year. Vehei v'yemei aklita ain olim lo, and the days of rooting doesn't count. The command of manach bebe, ergus the bebesa, or bechavito. It's a possible gris to change in besaras hashas. It's like in the house or in a barrel. Diamond, that's what you consider it. Kol zvan shelo kol tosol mis hasn't taken root. The nad ain't the kolotis bepachos malamiyom, that a sapling doesn't take root less than 30 days. Ya'akar lefisha kol to b'shvius because they're rooted during shmita. Diri Rabbi Meir logaris is not the version. L'diri ha'omer lamiyom leklita for taking root. Sarach shloshim b'shloshim shloshim leklita 30 days for taking root. The lamid l'tosefes k'Rabbi Elazar and 30 days for tosefes like Rabbi Elazar. L'yalom brisa d'liel Rabbi Meir here. The brisa earlier was Rabbi Meir. V'chi kamar shloshim leklita. Come on, when he's saying 30 days is for taking root, shetehei hat natiya lami yom lefnei Rosh Hashanah, that should be the planting should be 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, because shetehei neglect this erev Rosh Hashanah, so it should take root on erev Rosh Hashanah. Because some Rabbi Mary holds the lo yahavina l'tosefes lami yom eliyom echad, that the tosefes to shmita is not 30 days, it's just 1 day. Shloshim echad bay shetehei yom hakoydim l'Rosh Hashanah chashel l'shana, that the day before Rosh Hashanah should be counted as a year l'shana rishana for the first year shall arlo varlo kintani also l'shana, as we said that it counts for a year. Mishneh, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Elazar, both Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Elazar, Vehei, Vehei, Veachas, Veshesh, Meil, Shon, Losef, Ashtei, Aser, Chodesh, Shehizkel, Mabel, Yeri, the end of the 11 months that the Mabel started, Ledivi, Ha'oimer, Betishrei, Nivra, Oilam, according to the ones who said that the world was created in Tishrei, Mabel, Yeri, Ben, Yud, Zayim, and Marchesh, when the Mabel came down on the 17th of Marchesh, and Kilokaimon, as we'll say later, Havi Haid Berishon, this Berishon is Be'echel HaChodesh B'Tishrei, is in the first of the Chodesh Tishrei, the Yesh Olios B'Nisi, it can't be Nisi, Shari Mem Yom Mabul, there was 40 days of the Mabul, V'Chamish Mimas Yom Shigov Ramayim, and 150 days of the water got a little higher, Malayim on their own, Moshchul Ad Sivan is going to go, and it continues until Sivan, V'Akar Kacho Yoholuch V'Chosur Ad Chodesh Asir, and afterwards it's minusing each day until the Chodesh Asir, until the 10th month, V'Hu Av, and that's Av. Shehoyo Asirili read the Sukhashama, which was the 10th month after the coming down of the rain. Oz near Rosh Hashanah, that's when the tops of the mountains were seen. Uma Echad Ba'ov Ad Echad B'Tishrei, from the first of Ov until the first of Tishrei. Nivul Hamayim, the water got absorbed into the ground. Vahayim L'Tichsiv, that's what's written. Vahayim Ba'achas V'Shesh Meil Shana, it was in 1 in 600 years. B'Rishon, the first, Be'echad Chodesh, the first of the month. B'Chor Hamayim, the water dried up. Well, the different Omer be'ir yorin ha'mabul, and according to one that said that an ear the mabul came down, havalei behai berishon benisan, harishon's gonna come out of nisan, ubein lamar, both, according to both of them, tchilas,
Shnas, Sheish Meos Va'achas, the beginning of the 601 years, Lo Nichnasu Bot El Yom Echad, only when they started, the Chsiv, it says, Ve'echad L'Chodesh, the first of the month, that's what's written, Ve'kari Lei Shana, you're calling it a year, K'dichsiv Va'achas V'Sheish Meos Shana, it says in the 601th year. K'dik HaMarti, the Kari Lei Shana is called a year, Ve'kari Lei Chodesh, Dichsiv Echad L'Chodesh, because it's called, it was written in the first of the month, Chodesh L'Menu, Echad Min HaMenuim, Shalom, one of its countings, Chosh L'Chodesh is called a month, Shah Chodesh Nim Nebiyam, because you count days to a month. Tichsiv ad chodesh yom, as it says, until a month of days. V'shana echel neminu yocha, nu yecha, one of its countings is chashav shana, is considered a year. V'hi nimnis b'chodashim, you count a year by months. Tichsiv l'chashav shana, to the months of the year. Mechlal the tervayu, or Rameh of Rabbi Lazar, both Rameh of Rabbi Lazar, the hot tervayu moidu, they both agree, shuzu hoisa tchila shana, that was the beginning of the year. V'linir, and Rashi says to him, it seems, the lokar sinin, you don't have this as part of the in the Gemara, the Domo, because perhaps Rabbi Elazar Sirilo, the whole like Rabbi Elazar, behind the Rishon, Lot Nisan, and that which says Rishon is not talking about Nisan, El Tishrei, so about Tishrei, in place who Rishon, the Bria's element, it's called the Rishon because it's the first of the from the creation of the world. Lamin Hashanim, correlate Rishon, and to the count of the years, it's called the first. Ube Seder Olam, Tiny Behedya, and in Seder Olam, it says explicitly, Rabbi Elazar to Rabbi Elazar, Hide the Rishon, Tishrei, who that Rishon is talking about Tishrei. Tiny Rabbi Elazar, Omer Mikri Yolof Lot Lakaimon, it's to be learned from the Pasuk later on.